happy to be here. And I found out yesterday when I went out to start my car, battery was dead. So a kind gentleman brought out a jump start, got me going. So I went up here to the to a shop to find out what it was. I thought it was a battery because I've had several things happen with the car. So he said, now before you get a battery, let's see how your alternator is working. And I thought, that's a good idea. It's lonely and cold on Highway 5 going home. So he checked it, and I need a new alternator. So I have to pick it up before 2 o'clock. So we need to keep track of the time here. So what time is it? Okay, good. Well, I have 1 hour and 59 minutes. Okay. Okay. Now I want to cover a couple of things. We have updated. Is the ministry the government of God? And there's another study on the Nicolaitans which adds to what you did. Okay, so why don't you write that up, and we'll include it in the booklet as well, okay, where he shows that it's a conquering of the people. See, Nicholas is conquering. So very good. Now, through the years, we've recorded all the sermons, and we've been in the process of getting them digitized for the purpose of making special study books based on the transcript, because all the sermons are likewise transcribed. Now, what we've been doing, it's been just about almost a year. We've been taking the various series and getting all the transcripts, and we purchased the equipment and a copier so we can do the copying and spiral binding. So what we do, we send out that spiral-bound book with the CD with the sermons on it. The transcripts are in the book, and we're sending out now a CD-ROM so you can put the transcripts in your computer. All right, for all of you who are smarter than me because you have smartphones, I'm so dumb I don't even have a dumb phone. And at home, we're so antiquated, we have a landline. Good. Rare breed. However, 2 years ago, we gave up the hand crank.
Along with the party line.
Oh, boy. I tell you. Okay. Now, as you know, we changed the name of the website from CBCG to truthofgod.org. The way that happened was, back at the conference in May, I was thinking about, we need to change the name of the website, because if people are online and they want to know about God, of course, you know, the first thing they're going to think about is cbcg.org. You know, I say that in great jest. No, they wouldn't think about it. Wouldn't even know it. So we're sitting at a table with some of the brethren. They all have their smartphones, and this dummy sitting there with them. And I said, hey, do something for me. Go online with CBCG. So they did. And guess what? There are scores of websites that are CBCG. So that proved how dumb I was. So we've been in the project of updating the whole website. Randy's been instrumental in doing that. And truthofgod.org, you'll see that on the Church of Home, Church at Home. And what has happened, now that we've got it in and working, we rate, what, three or four most of the time. Three or four. Okay. Whereas we were down in the hundreds of thousands rating with CBCG. So we have been experiencing a great deal more of visitors. Now we have four websites, truthofgod.org, Church at Home, and A Faithful Version, and then The Original Bible Restored. Now I might mention that we have the whole Bible, all of the commentaries, all of the appendices downloadable on your smartphone. So you can take it with you wherever you go. In fact, my son Jonathan, at services, you know, here all of us old fogies sitting there with our Bibles, you know. But like I told him, I said, we don't need batteries to run the Bible. So he follows along on his phone, okay? Plus, we have the whole Bible read. So you can get the text, you can hear it read, the whole thing, every word here. So we're up to date on that. Now we also have, on the books that we have online, we have nearly all of them read also. Now let me suggest two things that you do, because it'll be very helpful. I know the brethren here have been going through the Love series, and now they're going through the Baptism series. And by the way, we're going to have a baptism this afternoon. Susan Bellamy right over here. She's right at the door to get out quickly to get baptized. Okay. And the hotel's kind enough. They've got a hot pool over there, so she won't have to freeze. Okay. Now, we also have most of the books read as well. So you can get the book, you can get the downloadable text, you can get the audio, and every book that we send out, we put the CD audio in the book. When we send out the book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? Okay. We send the Church at Home two videos. They have 600 altogether. And then we put in the audio as well. And we're sending out a lot of them. A lot of those. Now, let me get back to recommending what you need to do. I'm going to recommend that as many of you who really want to study, so that includes everybody, doesn't it? Okay. You get the series on the keys to answered prayer. There are 21 sermons on the CDs. You have the text. You can open the spiral-bound book, turn to the transcript. You can read it. You can hear it. You can start and stop it. You can mark your Bible. And the keys to answered prayer are really the most important thing we need nowadays with so many things. Okay, good, thank you. Oh, yes, okay. Here's the one they're currently going through, the baptism series right now. Thank you, Harry. Appreciate that. Okay. Now, guess how many books we have done so far? 62. We have more information readily available for people to study than they ever had with the correspondence course years ago. And it is easy to get. Just call the office, send an email, write me a note, we'll get it to you. Okay? We have Love of God, Faith of God, we have Grace of God. Now, Grace of God is very important for everyone who's been in WCG because they never taught it except to say grace is the forgiveness of sin. Now, we have three on the grace of God. grace of God in the Bible, grace of God in commandment keeping, and turn to the first chapter of the Gospel of John. John, the first chapter. Okay? John, the first chapter, it talks about grace in two places. Okay? John 1 and verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we ourselves beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten with the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, when did He see that? Remember, Jesus took three of the apostles to the mountain of transfiguration, right? Who was that? Peter, James, and John. Who's writing this? John. He said, we saw His glory. Okay? Full of grace and truth. Now let's read on. Okay? Let's come down here to verse 16. And of His fullness we have all received. Now notice, grace upon grace. What does that mean? You will find when you get those three on grace that grace upon grace means the greatest thing in our lives. Okay? Come to John 17. Let's look at it. Not 17, 14. Beg your pardon. John 14. And here is the most important scripture in the Gospel of John. John 14 and verse 23. And oh, by the way, since we're here in John 14, I'm going to do a special video on the Trinity. Okay? And if how many here have George Ricker Berry's Interlinear? Okay. He did not translate it correctly. Hardly any theologians in the world translate the Holy Spirit correctly because they would lose their little jobs. Okay? Yes, they are. Nicolaitans. Okay, verse 23. Now I want you to think about this. See, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, and that's another thing they hardly taught. They said love was outgoing concern. No. Jesus said, the first and greatest commandment is what? Outgoing concern. No. You're to love God how? All your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, with all your being. Right? Isn't that what He said? Yes. All right. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Now, a little sidebar here. When He says word, that means His entire message. When He says words, that means each and every word. So that tells you what we are to do. All right? Now notice, and my Father will love him, and we, I want you to circle that, we, this is where the Protestants go way off the deep end. They say if you have Jesus, you have everything. But John wrote in 1 John that we saw, you have to have what? The Father and the Son. If you have just the Son and you ignore the Father, you only have half the equation. Okay? We will come to Him and make our abode or dwelling place with Him. Now think of that. The Holy Spirit has two aspects to it. The begettal from God the Father, so that we will be at the resurrection born again as the sons and daughters of God. And the Spirit of Christ for the mind of Christ. See? Now, you combine that together with grace upon grace, and this tells you how much God wants to give us. And this tells you why it's so important that we understand the Bible, the Word of God. See? Now look at all of us here with a Bible. Like I say on church at home, you have a Bible? Well, that's good. Have you read it? Okay. Let's add one more scripture in here that's important to understand. Okay. Which is this. To whom much is given, much is required. So every time you look at the Bible, you have much. So this is what we need to focus on. Okay. Now today, I'm going to do troll number 7. Now that's not a fishing expedition. T-R-O-L. Truth, repentance, obedience, and love. Troll. Now I'm going to show you how the Bible is put together. Let's go to the book of Romans, and we will see the exact same pattern. Okay? Romans, the first chapter. Now, God does this. This is the way God always operates. How did God start out with Israel when they came to Mount Sinai? He said, Moses, you tell the children of Israel, if they obey my voice, they will be a special people to me and will be a nation of priests. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Okay. Everybody said yes. All right. There's more to come. He said, have them all ready the third day because I'm going to talk to them personally from the top of Mount Sinai. So he added more. See, whenever you say yes to God, we get more responsibility. See? So he gave the Ten Commandments. And that scared them so much they said, Moses, Moses, you know, don't have God speak to us anymore unless we die. You speak to God and we'll listen. Didn't do it. See? Now they could blame a man. See? So God gave the Ten Commandments because they said, yes, we will do it. Then God said, Moses, come on up here. I have some other things to give you. I have lesser laws. You know, you read the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. Are there other details to that? Yes, I'm going to give them to you. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy? Yes, I'm going to give you some holy days too. Okay. You shall not bear false witness. I'm going to tell you, you have to have honest weights and scale, honest witnesses. So you see, everything that God does starts out simply, just like when Jesus came. He said, repent and believe the gospel. That's simple. What is the gospel? The whole Bible. Okay? All right, now let's come to Romans 1. Okay? Verse 18. Indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all ungodliness. Now, just because it doesn't come instantly doesn't mean it's not coming. Okay? And unrighteousness of men who what? Suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So we have what? Truth in troll. All right? Chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the graciousness of God leads you to repentance? Okay? There you go. Chapter 2 a little further. Okay? Let's come down here to verse 13. Because the hearers of the law are not just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Obedience. Right? Doers. Okay? Now let's come to chapter 5. Okay? Chapter 5, verse 1. Now, as we go to chapter 5, chapter 2, 3, and 4 are what? More details. Right? Yes. Are the details important? Yes. That's why they're there. All right, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith. Now, let's just say one word about justification. Okay? Very important to understand. Only through repentance and the blood of Jesus Christ can you be reconciled and justified to God. Nothing else justifies you, period. But, let's come back to Romans 2 for just a minute. Okay? Okay? The doer shall be justified. Notice this, how God does it even in the world. For when the Gentiles, which do not have the law, God didn't give it to them. He gave it to Israel, and Israel was to bring it to the world, and God said he would bless them in doing it, and they didn't do it. But partially. Okay? Practice by nature the things that are contained in the law. These who do not have the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their reasonings also, as they accuse or defend one another. Okay? Now notice the next verse. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. What's the old saying? You can fool all of the people part of the time, and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. But you can never fool God at any time. Okay? All right? Now let's come back here. Chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we ourselves boast in the hope of God. And not only this, we also boast in tribulation, realizing that tribulation brings forth endurance. So when you have trials and difficulties, remember that. See? When you're going through a dark tunnel, you wonder why so many things aren't working right. That's when you turn to God, and you will come out the other side. And there will be a time when through the worst trials you've been through, and after you've grown and overcome in grace and knowledge for a while, then it will dawn on you, just like turning on a light bulb. Ding! That's why. See? Because all things work together for good to those who love God. What? And are called according to his purpose. So that helps us build endurance. And endurance brings forth character, and character brings forth hope. And the hope of God never makes us ashamed, because the love of God, truth, repentance, obedience, and love. Love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. Okay? Even when we were without strength at the appointed time, Christ died for the ungodly. For rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, although perhaps someone might even have the courage to die for a good man, but God commends his love. Now think of that. We love God, he loves us back. God even loves the world. He gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him may have an opportunity for eternal life, may not die. But you see, as Michael explained at the Feast of Tabernacles, and I've gone nearly through the series, when God states something, it will be. But many times, he doesn't tell us when. And many times, he doesn't tell us how. And I'll use Mike's example. He says in Isaiah, I have saved Jacob. Past tense. Really? I want all men to be saved. Really? That's why the world can't understand the Bible, because they don't know a single thing about the second resurrection. See? So to God, Since we have the law of sin and death in us, what does Paul say? We who were dead in sins and trespasses. Okay? So we're the walking dead. If you have the Spirit of God, you have life. You're walking in the light. You have life. See? Okay? But God commends his own love to us, because when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. All right? Truth, repentance, obedience, and love. Now let's come back here to 1 John, the 4th chapter. Okay, 1 John, the 4th chapter. Let's go ahead and do this. Now we have to make this a quick break. Okay? So I don't know how that's going to work out. But we will take a break.